We are joined by attorney Jeff O'Brien from Chestnut Cambrone for a three and out, another sports-themed three and out. We're setting some kind of a record in the coronavirus era, Jeff, with back-to-back sports-related three and outs. That's not an easy thing to do because there's not that much sports going on. Now, last week, Megan, how do you say it? Rapinoe? I always screw it up. Okay, Rapinoe, whatever it is. She actually did an interview with Joe Biden, and now they're buddies. But good news did not come the way of the U.S. women's national soccer team because they wanted to get equal pay with the men or they wanted to make more money. And, well, tell us what happened in this item one of three and out with the judge's decision.
Yeah, so there's a lawsuit going that was brought by the women's national team for with a number of different counts, discrimination, and also this unequal pay claim. And the judge... there are other counts on the discrimination claim that are allowed to proceed, but on the equal pay claim, the judge tossed that for two reasons. Number one, it was revealed that the women had the chance to take a similar compensation deal to what the men got with bonuses and et cetera, but they turned that down in favor of the contract that would guarantee greater base compensation. So they took more of the guaranteed money, and as a result, they gave up the chance for bonuses. The other reason that the judge struck it down is, and it's been publicized before, that they actually made more than the men's team.
That's funny. They complained, and they actually made more than the men.
Right. So their equal claims were dismissed. The case will proceed on other counts.
Okay, now item two is Joe Biden. What is he claiming, a lawsuit?
Yeah, Joe Biden, who's in the middle of a sexual assault allegation against him, and saying things like the president needs to have intercourse with the rest of the world.
Oh my God,
you know, economic intercourse with the rest of the world, and picks Chris Dodd, former senator from Connecticut, as the guy to head up his VP. Selection committee. Chris Dodd, who along with Ted Kennedy famously made a waitress sandwich back at a restaurant in D.C. back in the 80s. Anyway, Joe Biden steps into this, champion of all women, and he's not going to fund, if he's president, he won't fund the USA Soccer until they rectify the equal pay claims of the women, which of course the federal judge just tossed. So, more virtue signaling, more identity politics. That's what that party is good for these days. And just one more reason why Joe Biden is probably not the best idea to have as your president.
What a mess. All right. Mm-hmm. We'll see what happens with this presidency and candidacy, because it's hard to believe they're actually going to put him forward. But the real thing, though, is to be the VP candidate. And I'm just getting a little weary of Stacey Abrams, who is openly campaigning to be the VP. What is her highest office? A state legislator? Is that what she's been?
Yeah, right.
Now, he said he's going to get a woman, and he said it would be a woman of color. I don't see how he can do better than Kamala Harris, but maybe that's just me.
It'll be interesting to see what he does for his running mate, especially because they're getting scrutinized. All the potential running mates are being scrutinized for their posture during the Kavanaugh hearings. You know, the believe all women crowd, apparently there's an asterisk next to that, is believe all women unless you're talking about a Democrat. I mean, you had a thing on your Facebook page, and I commented with a tweet from Lisa Bloom, who's Gloria Allred's daughter, who basically said, you know, says in her tweet, I believe you, Tara Reid, but I have to support, I can't support Trump, I have to support Biden, but I'm sorry. And it's like, are you kidding me? They've outed themselves as to what their agenda is. It's only, they only care about it. They're back to the Bill Clinton thing. Well, they do so much for women's rights.
Yeah. Even though they allegedly assault women, and
exactly.
Let's not get into the Biden thing, 'cause I'll tell you some stories off the air about Joe Biden that I've heard and I trust the source because anyway, item number three.
Item number three. There are sources saying the NFL says there is almost a zero chance that they won't have a season this year.
With or without fans?
Yeah, with or without fans. They're going to go ahead with a with their season. It's in some way, shape, or form. I've heard that if the college teams don't play, that they're going to move games to Saturday. I don't know.
Really?
I don't know what purpose that serves.
Well, it gives them Saturday and Sunday games. They own the weekend.
I don't know if they're going to move all the games to Saturday or if they're going to space them out between the two. I just don't know.
Okay, but look at what they could be doing, though. They could have football 4 days a week, Thursday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't see that as a bad thing. And I have a hard time believing that college football can pull off games without fans in the stands, because that's a big revenue producer for these college teams, is the fans that come to the games. They all don't have great – they can't survive on network or whatever their network television is alone, not like the NFL could.
Right.
That's going to be a problem for college football.
It will be.
So, well, Jeff, as always, I greatly appreciate it. Jeff O'Brien from Chestnut Cambrone, and please give an update on – what you're doing and where it is with insurance companies and what your company is doing for them.
Yeah, so we still are reviewing policies for over 50 small business owners. We have one case filed already, and we look to be filing a second one sometime this week for against another one of the insurance companies. So,
and it's because insurance companies don't want to pay.
They're denying claims for business interruption. And some of the companies don't have language to exclude viruses the way that some other companies did after the SARS outbreak, but that may still not be this positive. So we are looking, except we've got a team of lawyers doing nothing but reading insurance policies and trying to help these small businesses recover something in terms of lost income from all of this.
Well, that's terrific. And again, the website to go to if they want more information.
ChestnutCambrone.com, or you can email me at JOBRIEN@CCLAWMN.com.
Jeff, thanks so much for that. We'll take a quick break. The BS Show will be right back.